Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Patty Rising along with Jess Bell.
Governor Gavin Newsom today warned against reopening the state too quickly as the coronavirus pandemic continues to infect and kill Californians. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says that the governor is also appealing to every healthy Californian to step up and volunteer during this crisis.
Governor Newsom will give the state a report card at his Wednesday afternoon briefing on how close we are to meeting the six criteria for easing the shelter-in-place orders. But he's lowering expectations by warning some local counties and protesters that are chafing at the restrictions that we are a long way from out of the woods.
Deaths went up 5% yesterday. Hospitalizations went up 3.3% yesterday. ICU numbers went up 3.8% yesterday. Total number of positives went up 7.4% yesterday. Those numbers went up. They didn't go down. So I caution those, including local elected officials, that practicing physical distancing has worked to keep those numbers relatively modest in terms of growth.
But he said they could go through the roof if we try to return to normal too soon. He also unveiled a new website, californiansforall.ca.gov, where you can find out where to donate blood, check in on elderly neighbors, volunteer at food banks, and take other steps to help out. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
There's been an uptick in visitors trying to access Mount Diablo State Park, even though it's closed because of shelter-in-place orders. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports from Clayton, where people have been crowding an unsupervised entrance.
More than two dozen cars line both sides of Regency Drive here in Clayton, a quiet neighborhood that typically doesn't see many visitors. But over the last few weeks, this road has been packed with people trying to enter Mount Diablo State Park since the main access point is closed.
I do run a lot, yeah.
That includes Dale, who drove out here from Dublin.
It's crossing a county line, but, you know, I'm not feeling too bad about it, I guess.
The crowds have created some controversy among neighbors who are now calling on the city to consider enforcing parking permits until the shelter-in-place order is lifted. Right now, permits are only required on weekends and federal holidays.
There's no public parking area, so you have to find a street spot.
Steve and Megan took a trip from Oakley. Will parking restrictions deter them from visiting in the future, though?
If there's nowhere to park, yeah, probably, yeah.
Definitely, because it's like a 30-minute drive for us.
In Clayton, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
By the way, the Clayton City Council is expected to take up the issue during its regular meeting at 7 tonight. Yet another silver lining of the coronavirus crisis, gas prices are dropping like a rock. KCBS's Matt Bigler talked to drivers rushing in to fill up during the shelter in place.
Terry Sutton found gas selling in the East Bay for
$2.29.
Where is that?
That is the corner of Llewellyn and East 14th Street, San Leandro.
She's filling up often.
This car takes a lot of gas, and now I can just put a couple bucks in and I can cruise for hours.
The question is, drive where? Many businesses are closed right now. Liz, the manager at a Sinclair station near Oakland, says while their pumps have been slow during the shelter in place, that's changing now that gas is around $2.50 a gallon.
They're like, we appreciate the gas prices. Can we get some gloves? We give them gloves so they can pump the fuel, and they're excited about it.
It's a rare bit of good news at a time when many people are out of work. For a list of the lowest gas prices in the Bay Area, tune in to the KCBS Gas Price Watch. In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
As we've been reporting, the Senate has just approved a nearly $500 billion coronavirus aid bill. This after reaching an agreement with President Trump. This will add to the previously passed stimulus package to help small businesses and includes additional funding for protective gear, hospitals, and coronavirus testing.
The package includes over $300 billion for the small business program to replenish those funds. Importantly, though, about $60 billion are set aside for small community-based lending institutions. One of the experiences we've had with the fund so far is that some of the larger small businesses who might be the bank's favorite customers are getting relief before other small businesses, and we need to make sure that the funds are distributed more equitably.
Yeah, that, of course, was Congressman Adam Schiff from Southern California. He says he does expect the bill to pass in the House.
The Small Business Administration has reported it had a potential data breach last month in its website handling those disaster loan applications. The agency says the personal information of more than 7,000 business owners applying for economic injury disaster loans was potentially seen by other applicants on March 25th. The SBA says only the disaster loan program was affected, not the Paycheck Protection Program. Officials say the agency has notified impacted business owners and offered them a free year of credit monitoring. Well, immigrants locked up in Central California filed a class action lawsuit against ICE. KCBS's Rebecca Corral tells us the suit accuses immigration authorities of failing to protect them from COVID-19.
The lawsuit asks the federal district court to immediately release some of those being held in the Yuba County Jail and the for-profit Mesa Verde Detention Facility in Bakersfield, which they describe as dangerously crowded and dirty.
My father will tell me that there was not sufficient hand soap being provided.
High school English teacher Guadalupe Medina's father is one of the 400 immigrants being held at Mesa Verde, where immigrants sleep in packed dormitory rooms on bunk beds bolted to the floor only a few feet away from each other.
They would all be held together, eating together at the same place, sleeping next to each other, so the 6 feet distance was impossible.
The detainees say their jailers haven't instructed them to keep their distance, keep their hands clean. No masks or gloves are provided. The only reason they know about the threat of COVID-19 is from lawyers or family or TV news. And those who protested with a hunger strike were threatened with the loss of commissary privileges, which meant they couldn't even buy soap for themselves. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.
Federal prosecutors say Chipotle Mexican Grill has agreed to pay a $25 million fine to resolve criminal charges. The fast food company is accused of sickening more than 1,100 people in the U.S. from 2015 to 2018. Chipotle was originally charged today in Los Angeles federal court with two counts of violating the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by serving tainted foods. The charges stem from outbreaks at Chipotle restaurants in California, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Ohio.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.